Sure, I believe that we, in essence, have a personality within childhood and a personality within adulthood. There is no continuum between these two personalities, as there are different biological urges and reflexes that drive behaviors in childhood versus those within adulthood. We focus on the conscious and the present and future within our lives and personality. If we were to take this a bit further, we then develop personality traits. Personality traits are the consistent and enduring ways that we react to our environment. Let's review a few characteristics of these traits. 1. We know that personality traits are real and exist within all of us. 2. Traits determine or cause behavior. These traits motivate us to seek appropriate stimuli and then react with the environment to produce behavior. 3. Traits can be demonstrated empirically. As we observe behavior over time, we can then infer the existence of traits as a result of the consistency of a person's responses to same or similar stimuli. 4. Traits are interrelated. What I mean by this is traits may overlap, even though they represent different characteristics. And 5. Traits also vary within situations. We know that there are these traits, which I sometimes refer to as common traits, and then personal dispositions. Personal dispositions are the individual traits and do not have the same intensity or significance as the traits or common traits. I do believe that these traits can be placed into 3 different categories: cardinal traits, central traits, and secondary traits. Cardinal traits are those traits that appear to dominate the individual's entire personality and are thought to be very rare. Examples of a cardinal trait may be Abraham Lincoln and his cardinal trait of honesty, or Mother Teresa and her cardinal trait of goodness and charity. Central traits are common traits that make up our personalities. Examples are kindness, honesty, and friendliness. Finally, secondary traits are those traits that are only present under certain circumstances or conditions. An example of this kind of trait would be getting nervous before a major test within a class.